The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Some much-deserved recognition for UNLV football head coach Barry Odom, who was named Mountain West Coach of the Year. Odom has led the Rebels to a 9-3 record and the Mountain West Championship game in his first year with the program. That game will be played on Saturday at Allegiant Stadium against Boise State. The Broncos are currently 2.5-point favorites. Kickoff at noon on Saturday. The Vegas Golden Knights wrap up a tough stretch of games in their schedule tonight. The reigning Stanley Cup champions will have played 8 of 9 games on the road after tonight's tilt in Vancouver. Puck drops at 7. And the Los Angeles Lakers are in Oklahoma City this evening. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 4:45.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has 2 convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
That's overall not a bad looking drive in. We do have one accident to report at the Spaghetti Bowl here. It's going to affect travels in downtown Las Vegas. This is on the transition from 95 northbound to get on to 15 northbound. Injury accident being reported there. Still working a wreck on the east side streets at Desert Inn and Maryland Parkway. More clouds today. We'll have afternoon highs that hover right around the 60 degree mark, but it's only 45 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have you
with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day. It's so good to have you with us. And our brand new hour, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on AM 670 KMZQ. This, of course, is an election year coming up. And a lot of the presidential wannabes will be flooding to Nevada in the weeks and months to come. We've got February 6th and the 8th, the primary and the caucus, respectively. We're going to see a lot of the presidential wannabes. One of those will undoubtedly end up being Nikki Haley. And in fact, let's go to cut four. As Nikki Haley was on Fox yesterday with her reaction to the big endorsement that she got from Americans for Prosperity. This is a major, major grassroots organization that is getting behind Nikki Haley. This was Nikki Haley yesterday on Fox.
47 days in Iowa. Ron DeSantis is coming after you. He's going to pull the full get Grassley on Saturday. He says your establishment with your positions, you're fundamentally out of step with the Republican voters. What do you think of that?
I think that's what a candidate says when they're losing. You know, I mean, I think you look, there's nothing establishment about a candidate who was the Tea Party candidate who ran for governor. There's nothing establishment when you have Americans for Prosperity, the most conservative grassroots organization in the country, come out and endorse me because they like my economic plans and my plans for the future of America. You know, I think he's saying what he has to say because he's grasping at this point. But we're staying focused. Our goal is to win the support of every Iowan, every Granite Stater, every South Carolinian, and every American. We're going to keep on working harder than everybody else and keep working smarter than everybody else because we have a country to save.
There's more on that.
So you have a couple of other competitors, right? And so Donald Trump is one of them. And his spokesperson said this, that Americans for Prosperity has already lit millions of dollars on fire this primary, only to watch President Donald Trump's lead grow. No amount of money can break the bond President Trump has with voters. He kept his promises. And Chris Christie said about you that she should either run against Trump or don't run against Trump. If you're running for second place, tell everyone you're running for second place. I know that you're not running for second place. That's what you say. How do you respond to two of these competitors who think that you are not the one to take on Trump mano a mano?
I don't play for second. I never have. I'm not going to do it now. You know, we are now in second place in Iowa, second place in New Hampshire, and second place in South Carolina. We've got one more fella to catch up to, and the momentum is growing. We can feel it on the ground here in New Hampshire. We can feel it in Iowa, and we're going to keep working. I think, look, President Trump would have loved to have AFP's endorsement. Everybody wants the largest conservative grassroots organization in America. That's millions of people on the ground in all of the early states that want to see a change in our country. And so I think President Trump would have loved to have that endorsement. I think with Chris Christie saying that, I am running against President Trump. I'm waiting for him to get on a debate stage. He can't keep hiding the way he's hiding. He can't start acting like President Biden. He needs to get on the debate stage. He needs to confront us. He needs to let us, you know, talk about the differences and go forward. But the truth is, you have to face facts. I think President Trump was the right president at the right time. I agree with a lot of his policies. But the truth of everything is, rightly or wrongly, chaos follows him. Chaos follows him. Everybody knows that. And with our country divided and the world on fire, we can't live in chaos anymore.
It does seem that enough Republicans like that, if he's 40 points ahead in some of these polls, then maybe the chaos was okay for those voters, at least for in the primary.
On the ground, nobody wants the chaos. And I'll tell you, I think everybody looks at national polls. You need to look at the polls in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. They're the ones that are getting ready for an election. They go to vote in less than 50 days. They don't want chaos. They want action. And they look at the fact that we've got to get this country back on track, and they're ready to see a new generational leader do that. And I'm going to do that.
That was Nikki Haley yesterday on Fox News Channel. I'll just tell you my take on this is that Nikki Haley is going to be a wonderful vice presidential candidate along with Donald J. Trump as president. There's nothing happening relative to Nikki Haley, carving into that lead that Donald Trump has.
Donald Trump is getting stronger. He's not getting weaker. And the other thing that we're finding, and I've seen this in a couple of different polls, the undecideds that are left, that are out there, is like 10%. It's not 40% or 50%. It's 10% in a lot of these recent polling. And all I'll say is, I think Nikki Haley will be a wonderful, wonderful vice presidential candidate on the ticket with Donald J. Trump. I just hope she doesn't say something or do something either in one of these debates or in some of this stuff that you see going on in the media that's going to end up ticking off the former president and saying, no way I'm going to have Nikki Haley. Wait, what does he call her? Bird brain? Bird brain? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, reaction to the deep division that is going on right now among Democrats when it comes to anti-Semitism. I'll let you hear the Republican take on that and the Democratic take on that. That'll all be coming up in our next segment. So stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Recently, Lerner & Rowe was named the second most influential law firm in the United States. Although we have offices in other parts of the country, we are your local law firm. No other law firm in the state comes close to the experience, reputation, and results as Lerner & Rowe. When you're hurt in a wreck and need a check, call the law firm that can get you the results you need. Call Lerner & Rowe.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meineke. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
It is Live and Local. Everything you need to know to get your day started. Thanks for getting up a couple of extra minutes early to be with us and maybe get yourself out the door. It is everything you will need. News, weather, traffic, sports. We've got it all for you, all in one package. And we do it every day from 6 until 8:45 right here. I love watching Democrats fight among themselves. There's something magical about watching these zealots argue with each other. And that's what's going on right now when it comes to anti-Semitism, support for Israel, support for Hamas. We're seeing all of this play out in clear view. For instance, Chuck Schumer, let's go to cut six. Chuck Schumer was on the floor of the United States Senate yesterday, made a major, major announcement, a major speech that has been that went on for a good deal of time yesterday. This was how he opened the speech.
Today, I come to the floor to speak on a subject of great importance. The rise of anti-Semitism in America. I feel compelled to speak because I'm the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in America. In fact, the highest-ranking Jewish elected official ever in American history. And I have noticed a significant disparity between how Jewish people regard the rise of anti-Semitism and how many of my non-Jewish friends regard it. To us, the Jewish people, the rise of anti-Semitism is a crisis, a five-alarm fire that must be extinguished. For so many other people of goodwill, it is merely a problem, a matter of concern. So today, I want to use my platform to explain why so many Jewish people see this problem as a crisis. Before I get into that, I want to offer two important caveats about what this speech is not. This speech is not an attempt to label most criticism of Israel and the Israeli government generally as anti-Semitic. I don't believe that criticism is. And this speech is also not an attempt to pit hate towards one group against that of another. I believe that bigotry against one group of Americans is bigotry against all, and that's why I've championed legislation like the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act, which targets violence against Asian Americans, and the Nonprofit Security Grant Program, which provides funding to help all houses of worship, churches, mosques, synagogues, gurdwaras, and to protect them from extremists.
That was Chuck Schumer. He went on and on and on, which is the way he usually does it. And I'll just tell you, it is fun to see the Democrats twisting and going after each other. It's happening on a regular basis. Now, Tom Cotton is a senator from Arkansas. He was on with Sandra Smith after the Chuck Schumer speech. And this was his reaction to the deep divisions among Democrats on anti-Semitism. It's kind of fun to watch. Chuck Schumer talked about it. Tom Cotton is a Republican from Arkansas in the United States Senate.
I want to ask you now, obviously, as we have been focusing on this hostage release at this hour, as the war continues, there is a quote in the Washington Post on the Israel war creating divides inside the Biden White House, with this headline: White House grapples with internal divisions on Israel-Gaza. Senator, it reads, quote, "The Israel-Gaza war has roiled the administration more than any other issue in Biden's first 3 years in office. According to numerous aides and allies inside and outside the White House, as staffers agonize over their positions on highly emotional issues." Before I ask you how you support any conditions on further aid going over, what is your reaction to that? What are you hearing about this divide inside the West Wing?
Well, I think it's appalling that Democratic senators like Bernie Sanders are calling for conditions on our aid to Israel, as if Israel is some third world despotism abusing its own people. Israel is an elected democratic society that suffered the most savage attack against Jews since the Holocaust. And the divisions you see now in the Democratic Party is because Democratic leaders like Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer have allowed a growing anti-Semitic wing to rise in the Democratic Party. Chuck Schumer gave a big speech on anti-Semitism on the Senate floor today. That's great, but where's the action? He didn't call out Bernie Sanders by name for saying that we should condition aid to Israel.
Yeah.
They've looked the other way for years while you had campus radicals who then went on to positions in their own offices in the Senate or in the administration of Barack Obama and Joe Biden saying that we should boycott Israel. And now all of those chickens are coming home to roost for the Democratic Party for allowing this growing anti-Semitic wing to fester in their party.
Just to be clear, this is where we caught up with some Democratic senators on whether or not there should be conditions on aid to Israel. Here was a few of the responses real quick.
Israel's an ally, a friend, so no.
I would oppose conditions that, in effect, straitjacket the Israeli government.
Well, there are conditions, of course, for anyone who receives military aid from the United States.
Just a real quick response to that, Senator, before we let you go.
Well, I'm pleased to hear some Democratic senators saying that we shouldn't condition aid to Israel as if it's a third world despotism. But more of them need to push back firmly against their actual colleagues. This is not some idea of campus radicals or intellectuals. It's their colleagues, people like Bernie Sanders. And they need to say that we should move on to pass the Israel aid bill that is on the Senate floor, that has already passed the House of Representatives, yet Chuck Schumer and every single Democrat voted not to send it to President Biden just 2 weeks ago.
That is absolutely true. That was Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, on with Sandra Smith on Fox News Channel yesterday. The fact is that the gloves have to come off. Hamas cannot be allowed to continue. It must be eradicated. It must be wiped out. And the only way to do that is to take a very, very hard line against Hamas. The problem is we've got Democrats that are supporting Hamas. It's just incredible what's going on. We'll talk more about this coming up. Also, we're going to talk about the state of the cannabis industry. We've got lounges that are being commissioned. We've got all kinds of things going on in our community. We are one of the first states to legalize marijuana recreationally. We're going to find out about the state of the industry with a senior director for Public Square, the cannabis industry expert, who will join us, Sam Ricard, who will join us in just a little bit. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, will break down the upcoming Gavin Newsom versus Ron DeSantis debate on Fox News. What do we expect to hear?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first,
two questions.
Do you have a small business? Great. And do you have 5 minutes? Even better. You've got everything you need to start an application for quick, hassle-free financing from Capitus. We've helped more than 50,000 small businesses just like yours get competitive financing and the working capital they need in as little as one day. So, don't wait. Skip the red tape and get a decision today. Apply at Capitus.com. That's Capitus.com.
On this Thursday, as you guys know, I am a simple man. Therefore, my questions are based on basic curiosity. Recently, I've been musing about the following. President Biden says he is a deficit cutter. Why then? Is the federal debt increasing at a record rate? $6 trillion so far under Joe. Math, anyone? Some progressives believe America is a racist country. Why then? Do African-American married couples with children earn $95,000 yearly median? Strong number. Former presidential candidate John Kerry is Mr. Biden's climate change czar. Why does he fly on private jets all over the world? Dolly Parton, 77 years old, but looks as good in the Dallas Cowboy cheerleading outfit as a 23-year-old. To paraphrase the movie Sleepless in Seattle, I'll have what Dolly's having. And why didn't Donald Trump order the Justice Department to launch a special counsel investigation after election fraud charges surfaced in 2020? That happened on President Trump's watch. Why no special counsel? And finally, Taylor Swift, the most popular entertainer in the world. But is there a man who can name one of her songs? Please send me his name. Back after this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time again for the MJ BizCon, the number one global cannabis business conference and trade show at the convention center, the Las Vegas Convention Center. It will showcase over 1,400 exhibitors on a three-day conference and expo. It's going to be big, and we're going to have a representative of that fine organization coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk about the state of the cannabis industry here in Nevada and around the country. More and more states are legalizing recreational marijuana. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Chuck, I gotta tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. Not only is it free to find out how much you qualify for, but new customers get their first loan free.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated.